Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina again from Local Splash. Thanks for calling me back.
Yeah,
I know you and I play some phone tag after four, don't we?
Yeah. Well, it's actually 6 o'clock my time, so we're actually just fixing to sit down to dinner. So I think that's where we're having a problem, is that you guys are probably behind us time-wise, I'm assuming. What time is it where you're at?
It's 3 o'clock here right now. We're in California.
Yeah, so that's where we're having the issue. I do want to talk to you. I see that you guys tried taking the $149 payment. I just straightened stuff out with my credit card company. Because I had put a stop payment, basically. If you want to run it for that $149, you could do that, and then I'd still want to talk to you guys a little bit more about moving forward. But for now, I cleared it so that you can take that $149 payment if you want, and maybe we could try to have this call again tomorrow. I usually have a couple hours where it's just me and the wife home in the evenings.
Oh, that's nice.
And then after that, when the kids are home. We usually get something to eat, and then it's like I shut the phones down and I don't do business. So
that's where the issue is.
It's just our time. We're in different time zones. So.
Yep. I put on my message to call you tomorrow, maybe right at 4 rather than just after 4, thinking that 5 or 6 would be okay, because I understand that's your family time, you know, and I don't want to kind of impose on it. I got a decline message again when I tried to process it right now. So do you think now that you lifted that hold that it takes a little
bit of
time? Or is it a different card?
It might take till tomorrow. I didn't think about that. I just changed it over on the app on my phone.
Okay.
So it might take a minute to process it. But what I could do is after I know for – yeah, try it in the morning or, yeah, whatever. But it should be good to run a payment again. It just might take a second for them to process what I did.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note to myself. When I come in, which is 10 o'clock your time, I'll process it then, and then I'll call you after 4, or at 4, I should say, so that we don't have this mishap again. And then we can go over a couple of things on the account. We'll remove the Facebook ads for now. I don't think you need those anymore because you're doing really good as far as the ranking on Google, but we can go over. Did you want to make some updates to the page or anything like that tomorrow, or what were you thinking?
Part of the reason why I decided I wasn't going to use you guys anymore is that I found another place that was offering me some things that you guys weren't offering, or maybe you weren't offering at the time. So there's some things I'd like to talk about, like moving forward, because like with them, it's not just the dumpster business, but they're also doing the construction end of things too. And it was only a little bit more than what I was paying you guys. So I would like to maybe, you know, talk and see some options about maybe another website for my other business. And so that's it. I just want to see if there's some options that they have that you guys might not have offered when I signed up or something, or I don't know about.
Okay. Yeah, this would do wonders for the construction business, because I do see we're doing the dumpster. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow, and I can give you some pricing if you want to get the site and everything going for that, you know, second leg of your business. Yeah, we could definitely help you with that. What's the other company that you're working with? Do you mind if I ask?
Well, it's Coder Home Services. It's my main business. The dumpsters was a side thing that ended up turning into a lot more than what I thought it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
I originally bought the dumpsters for my business because I run multiple construction sites at a time. So I had originally got them for that and then just renting them out on the side, and I started getting so many calls for it that I bought more dumpsters and started listing with you guys and like trying to get the presence out there more. So it was an accident.
Wow, that's smart. Wow, you got lucky. dumb luck, right?
Yeah, Dakota Home Services. Dakota Home Services is the main thing, though. That's where I make most of my money. So
I found it on Facebook. I found the Facebook page, so I'll put it in the notes here. It's the 574-999-6701, right? Which is the same. Okay, let me put that here.
Yeah.
Coder Home Services.
And
okay.
That's why it's DHS Dumpster Rental. It's just because it's easy for me. I can separate the receipts and stuff easier. But it's mm-hmm. Coder Home Services Dumpster Rental.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. So you're doing business as the Dumpster Rental, right? DBA.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Got it. Okay. Oh, I see. So this is the Facebook. Okay. Got it. That goes with the dumpster, because when I clicked on it, it went to the site that we provided for you. Okay. So I think I have a good idea of what it is that you're asking for tomorrow, so we can go over some options. And in the meantime, have a good evening with your family, okay?
All right. You too. Or you have a good night, too.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for getting back to me also. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.